Wayne Elliott here, your host for today. Happy to be with you. Bright sunny day here on the North Shore of Lake Erie. I hope it's sunny and nice where you are. We have a very special guest on for our second hour today. He is undoubtedly my favorite PhD in the world, and I know quite a few, believe it or not. He is maybe among the most educated people in the country. He is still studying, has a series of serious exams again at the end of this month, so I'm really glad he made the time for us today. And he is in his, he's past mid-70, I believe, he's 76 or 7 years old, and he is still studying and learning, and he's a set of encyclopedias as it is when it comes to nutrition and health and how it all works, the science behind it. Apart from that, he was the sole host for 15 solid years, 5 days a week, on a radio program called Let's Talk Nutrition, based in Tampa, Florida. Streamed globally, calls from all over the world to Dr. Garko. And I was on the show with him once a week for better than a year. And so just a fine gentleman of a wealth of knowledge. And he's here to talk to us today. And I think the topic is going to be how to... you're as healthy as your arteries, or you're as old as your arteries. And he's going to tell us all about this and how some of these supplements tie in and the ingredients and so forth. So I'd like to welcome Dr. Michael Garko, special guest from Tampa, Florida. Dr. Garko, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you very much. You know, as a kid growing up, I with a black and white TV back in the day, I watched a lot of cowboy movies, and one of the lessons I learned was there's always a faster gun in town. So no matter how fast you think you are, how much you think you know, there's always somebody who's a little smarter, a little quicker, and that's good. I think that's a good thing. And well, I learned
that the hard way playing football, Doc. I thought I was a pretty tough tight end, and sometimes there was quicker, bigger, tougher, stronger. It made for a rough afternoon sometimes, but I hear you.
Yeah, so, you know, I've always tried to embrace the idea of keep learning, stay humble, realize that there's so much to know and so little time to know it. But it's not just about knowing, Wayne. It's about if you accumulate a lot of money and you do nothing but hoard it, you really are of no use to society. Same thing with ideas and knowledge. You do this in order to share it with others. You know, I was a professor for a long time, and I never presume to use the word teach. You know, I try to share my ideas, and because some people don't have the time, some people don't have the inclination, and hence, as you alluded to, it was 15 and a, almost 16 years, 15 and a half, where we were on the air 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, live, coast to coast and globally, for most of those years. And if nothing will humble you, that will, because you start to, you know, people will talk to you from wherever and share with you what they're experiencing. And you come to realize that we're all in this together. And hence, you know, I took the time out today to be with you because I wanted to chat with you and your audience. Maybe I'll say something, or somebody will call in and say something, and we can all benefit from it. And that's, you know, thanks for inviting me today. I'm grateful.
It's always great to talk to you, Doc. And if I may, I'd like to share with the audience that Dr. Garko, just as I had at a younger age, heart issues and blood pressure, Dr. Garko fought a heck of a battle with cancer not so long ago. And I'd also like to say he never missed one radio show during that long battle. So this is, you know, you're a dedicated devoted man. And I agree with you. What you said about whether a person has a whole lot of money and just hoards it or has a whole lot of knowledge and hoards it, I agree with you. And you certainly have not done that, Doc. You've, for 15, 16 years, have been, in addition to your years as a professor, you've shared that knowledge. So I think it's great.
Sure.
And I think people appreciate, you know, I say many things. I can tell many stories about Strauss heart drops and other things. But you have the science behind it. You understand the science behind it, and it's always great to tie those together. So the topic today, Doc, you're only as old as your arteries.
You're
only as healthy as your arteries. Let's get into that.
True.
I mean, there's a lot of folks out there who I know are dealing with this, have dealt with it, still dealing with it, and they don't. It's not hopeless, is it, Doc?
It's not hopeless. It's always good to have an understanding of, you know, that's idea of you're only as old as your arteries. This tracks back all the way to our ancient ancestors. People are inclined to believe, you know, you hear about the Paleolithic diet and all these ancient kinds of diets, and the presumption is that, oh, those people were, our ancient ancestors were truly healthy. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. They had heart disease. Their arteries were diseased just as it is in contemporary times. It turns out that biologically, that is a vulnerability that we have. Our arteries are vulnerable to disease processes. For a lot of different reasons. If you think about it, you know, your heart's pumping every single second of your life. The minute it stops, you know, you got an issue.
Party's so, over.
you got over 60,000 miles of a vascular system that's located throughout your entire body that's transporting oxygenated blood and nutrients to the cells, the tissues, and organs, and bringing back the waste product after things have been metabolized. So they get a lot of wear and tear. Throw in with that, maybe you have a genetic predisposition for one reason or another to have heart disease and diseased arteries, or your diet and lifestyle are such that you are contributing to your own demise by the way you eat and by the way you live. Too much alcohol, smoking, drinking, bad food. Food, by that I mean highly processed food loaded with salt, sugar, and fat. I could go on and on, a lot of trans fats. And you're under a lot of stress, not enough sleep. So you start to put that picture together, and you say, not even steel can withstand, you know, you've been in the shipping business your whole life, and you know you've seen steel corrode, right? You've seen the consequences of what can happen. So we're just flesh and blood, you know? And so our arteries are vulnerable, and it's something that we need to focus on all the time, even if you think, oh, I'm eating right, living right, and unless you've had proper exams, you really don't know. And the first sign and symptom of heart disease for most people, about 50% of people, is they have a heart attack and they die. And they never knew that they had, for example, heart disease or high blood pressure. So that's why I thought we would talk about that today.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, as you were going through that list of things that hurt us, Doc, I swear to you, I'm sitting here thinking that every one of them I covered. Every single one I covered. I guess, you know, maybe what saved me for as long as it did till I found Strauss heart drops was I was an athlete, so I worked out and for many years was in, well, on the outside at least, good physical condition. And I did eat a lot of good food with all the milk and ice cream and everything else. I ate a lot of green salad and a lot of good food. And I think, but other than that, all those things was me. And I might have been, you know, the youngest in the Elliott family to be taken with a heart attack or stroke. I sure had troubles in the later 30s, so I you know, if I hadn't have turned some of that around, and then on top of it all, I mean, I was in shape, but what was I doing banging myself around on a football field that may or may not be the healthiest thing? But if it wasn't for those Stroh's heart drops, Doc, I mean, I swear on my life that it saved me and changed my life. And here I am 25 years later at 68 years old. So I'm the oldest survivor. Well, no, that's not true. My dad had his bypass surgery canceled, and he lived into his 77th year. They told him he wouldn't know his own name before he was 65 and started on heart drops many years ago. So maybe you can explain to us, other than, the heart drops have shown to dissolve plaque and cholesterol buildup and increase blood flow. But with respect to these arteries, Doc, what's the issue? This hardening of the arteries. My grandma lost her mind years before she died, you know.
Yeah. We have, you know, these disease processes, and we give them names: atherosclerosis, arterial sclerosis, and so on. And so, the heart, there's hardening of the arteries, and then there's, you know, sometimes you can talk about arterial sclerosis, which is really a general term for hardening or stiffening of the arteries.
Right.
Then you have atherosclerosis, which is a more specific concept or term. And that here we're talking about the plaquing of the arteries, where you have these fatty lesions, lipid-laden lesions and plaques that begin to develop in the arteries and begin to harden or obstruct the arteries and obstruct the blood flow. So atherosclerosis is this plaquing. Now, the plaquing of the arteries can occur for a variety of reasons. It can be, you know, the plaquing is caused by damaging, where you start to damage the lining, the endothelium of the artery, the lining of the artery. The lumen is the space where the blood flows through, right? Like in a hose, you have the space. That's the lumen. That's called the lumen. And then the lining of the artery, the endothelium, is susceptible to damage. So let's say you have high blood pressure, which aged garlic extract, by the way, from Stroh's can help lower. High blood pressure is a nemesis to your arteries because it's putting pressure against the artery walls, and you begin to damage the walls. This can happen in early childhood. And we've seen, and doctors will tell you, pathologists will tell you about how they can see the fatty streaks starting to form early in childhood. We have an epidemic of obesity among children, as well as adults in this country. And these children who are overweight and obese, we can already start to see the plaque, the fatty streaks developing in the arteries. That's a disease of midlife, and this is happening with children. So we have these children, some of these kids are already on high blood pressure medications. So the high blood pressure, that's just one cause, is damaging that endothelium. The body's instinct is to repair it. And by the way, it will help use cholesterol to do that, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but it ends up being a bad thing. So long story short, I don't want to get too technical here, but at the end of the day, in the attempt to try to repair the artery, and then you have cholesterol on top of this, and if you have high cholesterol and it starts to get oxidized, that can also damage the arteries, and it starts to get inside the endothelium into that first layer called the intima, and it starts to build up, and it starts to build up, it keeps building up, and you still have the high blood pressure, and you're eating a terrible diet, smoking, the chemicals in cigarette smoke can help damage the arteries, alcohol, you name it, oxidized cholesterol. So lots of stress, where you're increasing blood pressure, But blood pressure is one of the main culprits of damaging those our arteries.
Now, you know, I never thought, Doc, when it comes to high blood pressure, and it makes perfect sense, and of course, I can really relate, you know, how many hoses there are on a ship, for example, or on a machine, you know, carrying the liquids and the fuels and whatnot, but it really, so it's like our arteries are, rated for 50 PSI, and when we have high blood pressure, we're pushing it right to that limit or beyond it. And I never really thought of it in those terms before, but it's exactly relative, isn't it?
100%. And, you know, you can have high blood pressure and it for a lifetime for some people, and they're not aware of it. They don't go to, they haven't gone to the doctor. They're not manifesting any, they're subclinical. They're not manifesting any particular signs or symptoms. Some people do. They start to get dizzy, or they start to become, you know, it's harder for them to breathe. There's something will clue them in, and they go to the doctor, and they find out, oh, geez, you got high blood pressure. And then, of course, that needs to be treated. So you're right. The arteries are intended to hold so much pressure. But with again, we're only flesh, right? We're not made of metals. But even metals start to break down when you put them under pressure.
You bet.
It turns out that when you take garlic, which is an ancient nutrient, this has been used in cultures across the world for thousands of years. And what we have learned as humans is that if you age the garlic, it's even better. It's even better because it produces chemicals that weren't there before you aged it. And these chemicals turn out to be quite beneficial for us and for our vascular system, our heart and our arteries, our whole vascular circulatory system. So aged garlic, the Strauss Heart Drops, which is aged garlic, and it's put into a liquid, this serves us well. You got very lucky. You came upon it either by chance or whatever, and you started taking it, and it conferred the benefits that have been established. There are thousands, literally, of articles, studies, papers on garlic, aged garlic, and how it benefits us. It turns out, Wayne, that you could be 50 years old. Your arteries could be 75 years old.
Yeah.
Because they are diseased and they're aged. Well, your chronological age of 50 is really not a real indication of where you are in terms of your life expectancy and your quality of life going forward. If your arteries are diseased and it's severe and you start to have blockages, your life, you've now increased the risk of a shorter life with less quality of life. This is not rocket science. This is not hard to figure out. And it also turns out that the things that we can do for our cardiovascular system, not only the Strauss Heart Drops, but other kinds of nutritional therapies serve the overall body very well as well. It just turns out that way. So these cardiovascular protocols that dietitians and nutritionists and even physicians put together serve the person, the patient or the client very well, not only for their cardiovascular system, but for their neurological system, respiratory system, and so on. It just turns out that way. So you benefit when you start to take care of your cardiovascular system. Other systems of the body benefit as well. But the Strauss Heart Drops help with the maintaining the integrity and the health of the arteries. They also, it turns out that when you age the garlic, it can also help lower blood pressure. And it helps with the oxidized cholesterol as well. So this is a wonderful And Strauss has formulated this in a way that really is terrific, as you know. So I'm a fan, and I really support and promote this whole idea of doing Strauss heart drops.
Well, me too, Doc, that's for sure. You know, one formula that I don't want to say it's underrated because it's fabulous. It sure, I'll always be grateful for it, is the Strauss CardioCom. And Jim Strauss always told me it was to help rebuild damaged heart cells and specifically for irregular heartbeat or heart arrhythmia. Now, I had arrhythmia. I had supraventricular tachycardia. I had it for... Wow, I had it for seven years, 24 hours a day, it never stopped. It was a one-beat race, and it drove me crazy because I felt every one, and it really did. I went to sleep with it at night. I woke up with it in the morning. I saw a specialist once who suggested these pills that I would have had to take for life, and I didn't do that. The pharmacist warned me. I didn't bother doing that. I lived with it. And when I found Strauss, the second formula that I learned about was the CardioCom. And in 3 months, it was a tea in those days, the CardioCom was. They just made it into a tea, a bulk tea. And in 3 months, my arrhythmia stopped. My heartbeat was regular, has been ever since now for these 24 years. My friend Joe had an incredibly horrible arrhythmia. His was not regular at all. It was all over the map, from 200 beats a minute to stop and everything in between, like a pinball machine, just fluttering. And luckily for Joe, he didn't feel his irregular beats. I felt every race beat in the condition I had. He never did, which was a blessing to him because it would have drove him crazy. He was in worse shape than me. He was very heavy, but he was 5 months taking a CardioCom and fixed his arrhythmia. So it ended his arrhythmia. So, those two products in concert together for someone who's had a heart attack, Doc, open heart surgery, has angina, has arrhythmia. I love those two products together, I got to tell you.
Yeah. A lot of people forget that your heart is an electrical system. And the way the heart works, it's a little technical, but it is an electrical system, and it can get out of rhythm, and you got to be
Hold
very, very careful
Doc,
with
this
that.
This is the commercial music. We're going to be back in a few minutes with Dr. Michael Garko.
Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible incredible product. And wow. I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott with you here today, and special guest Dr. Michael Garko is with us from Tampa, Florida. Dr. Garko, during the break, I was thinking that some of the other Strauss original formulas, the CardioCalm is wonderful. You know, I'll always love that formula for the irregular heartbeat and damaged hearts. But the other formulas, the originals, the bladder, the kidney blood pressure, and the prostate, Jim Strauss always said there are antibiotic herbs in those formulas because bacteria is a real culprit and not the easiest in those areas of our body to kill. We have to be diligent on taking formulas. And can you just explain to us the process we get bacteria in our bladder, or our kidney, or our prostate, or all of them, and what happens?
Okay. So microorganisms. As a species, we have lived with, coexisted with microorganisms. Some of them are pathogenic, and some of them are beneficial. The beneficial bacteria, for example, that live in our gut can serve us well. And, you know, that's why people now take probiotics and eat certain foods to help nourish and colonize those bacteria, because we know that they serve our gastrointestinal health and our overall health very well. At the same time, in our gastrointestinal system, for example, our gut, we have pathogenic bacteria. And there's this constant battle between these organisms. They're fighting over real estate and food. Sounds like humans, doesn't it? And they're trying to find space and they're looking for food. Turns out that the pathogenic bacteria happen to like the pathogenic food that we eat. They like sugar and they like these foods that don't serve us well. Fiber is a very good food, and it serves as food for the bacteria. To my point, though, to your question, bacteria, when they're pathogenic, and viruses and they're different fungi that can occupy our internal terrain, they create disease. Disease creates inflammation. Inflammation begins to damage the cells, tissues, and organs. So when you get an infection, whether you have a bladder infection or a UTI of an infection in your mouth, your gums get infected. This is a process that can be very deleterious to your health if not taken care of. You can end up with, having a whole system-wide invasion you can die, right? And so it's very important. That's why antibiotics serve us well. and so do probiotics. And in these formulas, Jim Strauss was wise enough and keen enough to include certain compounds, botanicals, that would help fight these microorganisms. And there are also, by the way, garlic, aged garlic, as with the Strauss heart drops, is anti-inflammatory, right, as well. It fights, helps to fight inflammation and keep things in order. Inflammation is one of the unmanaged, uncontrolled chronic inflammation contributes to not only the disease processes, but contributes to accelerated aging and the onset of different diseases. So keeping the inflammation under control or managed is a keen strategy. And the heart drops and these other formulations from Strauss can help do that. Turns out they still make the kidney formula?
Yeah, the kidney blood pressure, they do. It's a great formula. You know what amazes me, Doc, on these formulas, each of them, but I would say particularly the bladder formula and the kidney blood pressure, is that, you know, as difficult as this bacteria is apparently can be to get rid of, what I noticed and what so many people report and say is that in the first week and oftentimes in the first two or three days, they notice a big difference, i.e. mm-hmm. using the bathroom less at night, getting up less times through the night, not having that urgency. My mother used to have that a lot. She'd urgently have to go. People have trouble with, you know, leaking. You truly cannot control it, or difficulty emptying your bladder. And I'm always amazed at how quickly this can start to work to the point where you see a difference. It still does amaze me. I don't know if you have an explanation for that, but why it would work so quickly where you notice and you can actually use the bathroom a lot less within days.
Yeah, it just depends on what we're talking about, whether it's a prostate issue or some other issue.
Well, you know, as far as I know, Doug, I don't have an issue with either my kidneys or my bladder, and mm-hmm. I do drink a lot of water at night and was getting up to the bathroom a lot at night. And the first one that I took, I'm always using myself as a trial, as a test. Mm-hmm. The first one I took was the kidney blood pressure. It was the first one that I got. And honestly, within 3 or 4 days, it made a difference. Now, I didn't have high blood pressure. My blood pressure is 120 over 70 approximately all the time. And yet it did work. I went to the bathroom less. I tried months later the bladder formula by Strauss. And because I'd be anywhere from, it depend how much water I drank or if I had a cup of coffee or two at dinner or after dinner, which I try not to do, but I sometimes mm-hmm. do. And the bladder had the same effect. I now routinely get up once through the night. It's just regular as can be now. And I love that, of course. I'm not having my sleep interrupted. So I don't know why it can work so quickly, because I have heard that about Strauss heart drops from many older gentlemen, that they noticed a difference. They you know, just felt more energy. I don't really understand that in the case of the heart drops. Mm-hmm. But it's almost as surprising with these other formulas. I mean, they're obviously effective. We know that. But they must be very powerful and strong, Doc, some of these botanicals.
They are. You have to remember that these herbs, these botanicals, are chemicals, and they serve us well. And over different cultures over thousands of years have been able to figure this out. I would highly recommend that when people are considering, you know, their cardiovascular health, you know, many people probably listening that have high blood pressure, for example, or some sort of cardiovascular issue, they go to their cardiologist, and the cardiologist will refer them to a urologist or for somebody to take, you know, because there's a connection between your kidneys and your heart and your lungs, by the way. Those three systems work together. I don't want to get into it now. It gets a little complicated. But taking the blood pressure kidney formula is not a bad idea to take with the heart drops, especially if you have cardiovascular issues. I always tell people you should always talk to your doctor about taking botanicals, herbs, any supplement, or any therapy that you're going to do. You should always inform your doctor to make sure that what you're doing is not contraindicated for any medications that you're taking. Most of the time, I have, you know, the aged garlic is not necessarily contraindicated, but you have to watch people that are warfarin, Coumadin, these anticoagulants. You have to be careful with garlic and taking that. That is contraindicated. So you have to watch with that. That's why you always need to talk to your doctor, and you should never stop taking a medication unless you talk and confer with your doctor. Just don't quit. You need to share that with your physician. Your doctor is not your enemy. Some people think that, you know, allopathic physicians, traditional physicians, are somehow, I don't know, nefarious in some way. They're not. They have a point of view about the way they practice medicine, and so do naturopaths who focus a lot more on nutrition and so on. But, you know, use your doctor and use your naturopath, use your whoever your healthcare practitioners are, and always inform them as to what you're doing.
Yeah. You'll find with some of these things, there's a real reluctance by the Western medical professionals. With my friend Joe, when he was here, it was you know, the man-made drugs are, of course, more dangerous, and they warn you about all that. And it seems they have a great difficulty, talking about blood thinners, finding the right dose for a person. And, of course, we're all different to start with. But my friend Joe, he would get a call every night. He had to go every day and get his blood tested, every day to the lab. And he would get a call at night with a message we'd see on the phone when we came home from the nurse, either make sure you take your blood thinners or don't take them tonight. And actually, what Joe was doing was taking the heart drops at the same time. So your body knows what to do with natural substances. It just knows what to do with natural substances. And, these man-made chemicals, you know, well, that's why the danger. You wouldn't dare overdose taking any of these pharmaceuticals, Doc, and yet you could. I once drank a whole bottle of heart drops at a lecture one time, or you could eat a basket of apples if you chose to. You may need the washroom, but you won't be harmed, you know.
Yeah. Well, you have to, you know, one course that I took was entitled Botanical Medicine. I learned a lot in that course. You know, in Chinese medicine, it's all about the herbs, for example, and these Chinese physicians study for decades. I took a course on botanicals, and it opened up my eyes and made me realize that, if to what you said, you're right. Many of the herbs are quote unquote natural. They come from nature. I get that. But you have to be careful with some of these herbs too, because they, you know, taking them in combination, sometimes one is contraindicated for another. It can get very complicated, and there can be side effects when you take too much of it. So you always should be careful. You know, a lot of people self-treat, and they just start taking something, and then they end up having issues, and they wonder why. Well, you know, there could be many reasons why. But I want to underscore this point, that herbs, while natural, and, you know, or we call them botanicals or herbs, while natural, still require us to know what they how what their mechanism of action is, what effects they create, how they the mechanism of action, how they create these effects. Can they be contraindicated with other herbs or medications, and so on? That's why having a good dietitian or a good certified nutritionist is important. Of course, I'm biased because I'm a nutritionist, but that's where a good nutritionist can serve you well. One of my colleagues took that course, took the course with me, and she didn't particularly like the course. And one the other day, she said to me, well, you know, with these herbs, sometimes there's not a lot of research. Well, that's true. But it's also true there is a lot of research with a lot of herbs. So, for example, CoQ10, you're taking a statin drug to try to lower your cholesterol. Instead of, you know, you could also take Strauss heart drops. Statin drugs have also deplete your coenzyme Q10, which is an essential nutrient for your heart. And a lot of people, and statin drugs also create side effects, muscle pain in your legs and so on. And so you got to, if you know that, so people say, well, I'm not going to take a statin, I'm going to take red yeast rice. Well, it turns out that statin drugs are imitating that herb, red yeast rice. That was the original, but it also depletes CoQ10. Just because it came from nature, it still has that side effect of depleting coenzyme Q10. So when you're taking a statin or you're taking red yeast rice, you have to take CoQ10 to make sure that you don't become deficient in CoQ10 for your heart. So sure. I just wanted to make that point.
Well, you know, a big difference, Doug, I think the single biggest difference, apart from the fact that one is man-made chemical and the other is natural, the biggest difference between Strauss heart drops and a statin drug, the statin drugs don't, nor do they claim to remove or dissolve so much as 1 grain of plaque. They yeah. don't, and they don't claim to, whereas, of course, the Strauss heart drops, that's what they do, is increase that blood flow by dissolving that plaque or cholesterol. Statin drugs seek to slow the process for you. And I don't know about shutting an organ, partially shutting an organ to slow that process, but there's a huge difference there, you know. So you're not expected to get better on statin drugs. You're expected to get worse, slower.
Okay, so with the idea, we want to be careful in the claims that we make. It turns out, now we have some science to support what you said, when plaque becomes calcified, when it becomes hardened and calcified, it is virtually impossible to dissolve that. What can be dissolved is the fatty plaque, the soft fatty plaque that's in the arteries. We now have studies that will show, that demonstrate and confirm that aged garlic will help dissipate or dissolve that soft, fatty plaque. The calcified plaque, once it gets calcified, I don't know if there's anything on the planet that will dissolve it. So when taking the heart drops, also you're lowering blood pressure too, right? And that makes the blood flow easier through the arteries as well. Now you can take something that causes the arteries to open up, to vasodilate the arteries, like nitric oxide, which is important. And so once you start to do that, it's even better yet. So you have more blood flowing through. So yes, it can help with the dissolving of plaque, but it's that the soft, fatty plaque, a hard calcified plaque. There may be a study or two out there now. One of my colleagues not long ago said, came across a study that seemed to suggest that we might be able to do that. Well, I haven't seen a mountain of evidence to suggest that yet. But, you know, you can do something about, and you can help taking the Strauss heart drops, you can help in the prevention of the further plaquing and hardening of the arteries, which is has probably served you very well.
Well, for sure. You know, we have got, Doc, is the various tests, angiograms, and so forth that have shown a person's arteries clear after having the calcium as well, even on joints. So calcium, the harder plaque, and the fatty, like in the carotid arteries, we don't get the hardened plaque. We get the stringy fats, which are just as harmful, of course. I don't know how long ago, but I was up to 50%, they said, on a vascular ultrasound with these fatty, stringy cholesterol fats. And I realized I had gotten pretty lazy with the hard drops. I had not stopped my love of sweets and so forth and changed my diet. And I had a bit of an episode one night in the store with my wife, and my eyes went kind of funny. And so the doctor sent me to a vascular surgeon and for a vascular ultrasound, actually, and then made an appointment for a vascular surgeon. That's a pretty scary surgery, but I just went to hear what he'd have to say. Well, in the 7 months it took in Canada to get a specialist appointment, I was 7 months to my appointment date.
Wow, you can die in the internet.
Our system, our free system is here. I really poured it on with the heart drops and religiously took them like I did in the beginning. When I went back, they had me have a vascular ultrasound before seeing the surgeon. And in fact, it was right in the same building he was. And I was so anxious for those results. And he looked at them and he said to me, well, you know, we had a conversation. He said, there isn't anything I would do with you, Wayne. A man your age with less than 25% restriction in the carotids, there isn't anything I would have recommended to you.
Right.
And so
right.
I had gotten rid of all of that in the 7 months. And was grateful for that. I mean, the surgery, I'll never forget the paper he gave me, Doc, had big block letters at the bottom that, you know, the big risk was a piece of that, whatever it is, stringy fat, going through and giving you a stroke.
You have to worry about the plaquing because, you know, you can have a thrombosis, you know, where you have a blood clot, for example, that will break loose when you have this atherosclerosis, and you can end up in a lot of trouble. So, you know, you got to be very careful. And again, I just want to make sure the audience understands that, you know, don't stop taking medications, don't start taking medications or this and that, unless you talk with your doctor. You just got to do that. It's important to do that.
Right.
So, yeah. And the idea is to be consistent here. That bottle of Strauss heart drops or whatever, the kidney formula and blood pressure formula, if it's sitting on your counter, it's not doing any good until you unscrew the cap and ingest it. I hate to sound so basic, but, you know, it's not going to do anything. Having it sit there doesn't confer any health benefit whatsoever other than to make you delusional and thinking that, oh, it's sitting there, so I must be okay. No, you're not.
It's kind of like that gym or workout club membership card that some folks carry, and they keep paying their monthly fee because they just, you know, they will go back to it one of these days. But carrying the card won't get you in shape. Leaving in the heart drops in the cupboard won't help you. You're right, Doc.
100%. And then Strauss also, again, to go back to this point, your arteries, you're only as old as your arteries. Anybody who suffers from any sort of cardiovascular disease, sometimes people say cardiovascular disease, and they use that to mean heart disease. Heart, no. Cardiovascular disease, it's a constellation of different diseases associated with the cardiovascular system. Heart disease is one of them. Turns out that heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, and I believe as well as in Canada, and has been for many, many decades. And it doesn't get better if we don't do things better. Better diet, better lifestyle, committing what I call less nutritional and lifestyle sins. We all commit sin of one sort or another, nutritionally and otherwise. But you don't want to commit so many sins and such egregious sins that you can't find redemption, right? If I can use a religious metaphor here.
Absolutely.
We can be forgive. We can find a forgiving way of living, and we can find a forgiving way in our spiritual life as well. So the same thing applies here. We all commit these nutritional and lifestyle sins. That's just our nature. And as a nutritionist, I had to learn, you know, you can't, and nobody's perfect, and it's okay. Just so it doesn't become the overarching patterns of these unhealthy patterns of your life. Eating ice cream from time to time or having a steak from time to time or whatever is not going to kill you. What's going to kill you sooner rather than later is doing this egregiously and consistently. I always have said if people could be as consistent with doing the good things as they are as consistent in doing the wrong things, we would be a hell of a lot better off.
Amen. Amen to that.
We seem to have a natural inclination to do the things we shouldn't do with great consistency and dedication. But doing the things that we should be doing, we seem to struggle with that a little bit. I've always found that a little confusing, but yeah, you get my point.
You bet. You know, they talk about, and they've talked about much, just the cost to the healthcare system that smoking has caused. Well, I'll tell you, what I fear today is the amount of obesity, and it's, you know, it isn't all people's fault. You know, some of the advertising is outright false. These low-fat foods, you know, that have sugar. I guess we run out of time, Doc. And thank you very much for joining us today. You're a wealth of information,
thank you,
as always.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Dr. Michael Garko, folks, and your honored host today, Wayne Elliott, saying goodbye for this round. And God bless and stay healthy, folks. Get out there in the garden. We'll see you next time.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.